Do you have family or friends who live a long distance away? You may have children or grandchildren who have left home for further education or work opportunities, and you may have a strong desire to see them, to know how they are going. Anita and I have two daughters, and each time one of them left home, we had a strong desire to know how they were going and how they were settling in to their new environments. And as parents, we were also concerned as to whether they would continue to persevere in their faith in the Lord Jesus. Now that they were no longer living under our own home, we were afraid for their spiritual well-being. Well, in our Bible passage this morning, Paul is away from the Thessalonian church, and he is wanting to see them, to know how they are going in their faith. And in context, in chapter 1, Paul had preached the gospel, he had lived the gospel to the Thessalonians, and God in his grace had formed a church. And in verse 8, we're told that the gospel rang out from the Thessalonians. And Paul's love for the Thessalonians was like a parent's. In chapter 2, verse 11 and 12, it says, "For you know that we dealt with each of you as a father deals with his own children, encouraging, comforting, and urging you to live lives worthy of God, who calls you into his kingdom and glory." And as we come to today's passage, in verse 17, we see Paul's genuine love and desire to visit them, to further nurture them and encourage them in their faith in the Lord Jesus. Paul had only left Thessalonica because persecution had forced him to. The Thessalonians were new Christians when he left, and they're still a young church. And Paul's genuine love is to ensure that they mature in Christ. So there's two sections today. The first part in verse 17, in chapter 2 to 3, 5, what was there to be afraid of? And the second part, from verses 6 to the end, is what was there to be encouraged by? Well, Paul is afraid because the devil may be causing the Thessalonian church to be unsettled and deceived, that they may fall away from their faith in the Lord Jesus. The devil had prevented Paul's return to Thessalonica. We don't know how, but Paul knew that it was the devil's work stopping him returning at that time, rather than God preventing him. However, Paul also knows that God is sovereign and he is at work in his people. And Paul, in his waiting for the return of the Lord, in verse 19, he is encouraged by the Thessalonians living in faith, hope, and love. And he is looking forward to the day of Christ's return, when the Thessalonians and other Christians will be with him and with God forever. However, Paul knew that there was more he wanted to share with the Thessalonians, and he was concerned he had not been able to stay longer. And as a young church, he wanted more time with them to share more about God, to help them grow to maturity in Christ. My father-in-law, Bill, grew up on a dairy farm. And when he was 12, World War II broke out, and it was deemed an essential service. His schooling ceased at the age of 12. And he never had the opportunity to complete his education, and that had some impacts for him later in life. And Paul here was afraid that because the Thessalonians had not been taught everything he wanted to teach them about God when he was there, that the devil might draw them away. He was concerned because he had not had the time to teach them more. And if we see in verse 5, we see his love and his fear for the Thessalonians, For this reason, when I could stand it no longer, I sent to find out about your faith. I was afraid that in some way the tempter might have tempted you and our efforts might have been useless. Paul clearly wanted to know how the Thessalonians were going in their faith. No telephone, no internet. The only way he was going to know is by himself or someone being there speaking to them face to face. And in his genuine concern and love to satisfy his fear of not knowing, he sent Timothy to find out. It is normal to have fears. Paul's main fear here is the spiritual well-being of this young church. Some of us here today may have fears for the state of the world's climate. Some may have fears over the continued escalations in the Middle East. Some may have fears for what the future holds for their families. As people, we all have fears. It's part of our human nature. And just like Paul, we may fear that some bad things may happen. The devil is real. The devil may bring obstacles and temptations in our lives. However, he is a defeated enemy. God retains his supreme authority. And even though the devil may do things to cause us to stumble and fall, we have confidence in the victory of Christ. As we're reminded in Hebrews, we have a great high priest who is well aware of our weaknesses and intercedes for us. So we are to come before him with confidence when we do stumble. We are God's children and he is at work in us. What are your fears? What are my fears? Do you have a genuine concern for the spiritual well-being of your brothers and sisters here in Christ? Do you desire to mutually encourage each other to endure in our faith, even when there might be sufferings or trials? And Paul, desperately wanting to know, had sent Timothy. And Timothy comes back with a report. Now, a long time ago for all of us, I left school in 1981. But I remember, I was looking at some school reports a few days ago, and some of them were, and some of them were okay. A mixture of good and not so good. But they gave an indication, your school reports each year give you a state, an overview of where you are in your education. And when Timothy returned from Thessalonica back to Athens and spoke with Paul, he gave a glowing report of the Thessalonian church. As it says in verse 6, Timothy has just come to us from you and has brought good news about your faith and love. When Timothy had met with the Thessalonians, he found out that in spite of suffering and persecution, that they're going strong in their faith. This glowing report of the Thessalonians' active faith in Jesus and their love towards people warms Paul's heart. He's deeply encouraged to hear that they are enduring and growing in their faith. And he is also encouraged that they miss Paul as much as Paul misses them. There's a two-way affection, Paul for the Thessalonians and the Thessalonians for Paul. The second half of verse 6 says, he, being Timothy, has told us that you always have pleasant memories of us and that you long to see us just as we long to see you. There was genuine affection for each other. And the Thessalonians' strong faith is a real source of encouragement to Paul. Now, sometimes you might be struggling in life, or you might be doing it hard and tough, but hearing a good piece of news from someone can lift you up. Lift your spirits. Well, Paul, who was struggling in Athens, especially as he was unable to be with the church at Thessalonica, and because he genuinely cared for their spiritual well-being, when he got this report from Timothy about the Thessalonians' faith and love, it greatly lifted his spirits, his well-being. Why? Because the Thessalonians were standing firm in the Lord. Timothy, in meeting with the Thessalonians, would have encouraged them to keep on standing firm in the Lord. And Timothy would have reassured them of God's love and grace. And he would have reminded the Thessalonians that Jesus had suffered in his ministry. Paul had suffered. And they too, the Thessalonians, had suffered. It is inevitable when following Christ that there'll be suffering for Christians. Paul was so encouraged by Timothy of the Thessalonians' strong faith and love in spite of suffering that he thanked God for the joy he received from him because God was at work in that church. Do we get encouraged when we hear a good report, good news from brothers and sisters in Christ who are standing firm in the Lord? For example, when Andy and Margie Newman, link missionaries with CMS, tell us through their newsletters that of how God is at work in them, even with all the obstacles they have at times, resources issues, the cultural issues, are we encouraged that in spite of the suffering and hardship that Andy and Margie endure at times, that they can see God at work and that they are standing firm in the Lord? Does news like this encourage us to thank God for his goodness and for what he's doing through Andy and Margie in Uganda? Are you encouraged when you meet with each other on Sundays or in a Bible study group during the week? Does the lives of Christians around you, sharing of their faith and how they are going, how they are enduring, encourage you and give you joy? Paul was encouraged of the report from Timothy of the Thessalonian church. How much more encouraging when you actually meet Christians face to face together like we are doing today. It is a privilege. By being here, you are an encouragement to each and every other one who is here this morning. Meeting together, we can mutually encourage each other to continue growing in Christ. By meeting together, we are helping each other to grow in our faith so that we become mature Christians. Timothy's report to Paul of the Thessalonian church encouraged him that he thanked God and he prayed for them. The Thessalonians were living with sure hope that Jesus will return. When it starts raining, and we've had some decent rain this week, gutters start to fill. And in heavy rain, at least at my place, I'm sure there's some others, gutters can overflow, as they are unable to contain the heavy rainfall events. And Paul's prayer for the Thessalonians and for all Christians is that our love will increase till it overflows. That is our love for each other and love for other people outside the church. Paul wants to see that love pouring out and that it will show to other people. It will be practical, real love. And Paul also prays that the Lord may strengthen their hearts so that they may be blameless and holy when the Lord Jesus returns. We have already been saved through Jesus' death at the cross, but we are a work in progress. And until Jesus returns, we won't be perfect. But Paul wanted the people at Thessalonica, and he wants all Christians to live in light of Jesus' return, to be living godly lives, expressed through love and holiness. The Thessalonians were living for the Lord, they were standing firm in him as they were awaiting his return. Paul's prayer for the Thessalonians to see them growing in their love and holiness as they wait for the Lord is not just for them, but for all Christians, including us here today. We should be praying for each other, that our love will increase and overflow for each other and people outside the church, and to be ready, holy and blameless when the Lord Jesus returns. How do we stay strong in our faith? By meeting together, sitting under the word, mutually encouraging each other in our faith, praying with each other and for each other. Are you, am I, standing firm in the Lord? Are you, am I, encouraged by our brothers and sisters in Christ who are growing in their faith despite sufferings or trials? Let us pray. I'm going to do a version applicable for us of 1 Thessalonians 12:13. May the Lord make our love increase and overflow for each other and for everyone else, just as ours does for you. May he strengthen our hearts so that we will be blameless and holy in the presence of our God and Father when our Lord Jesus comes with all his holy ones. Amen.
Amen.